friend, because Rory was one of the guards who had just arrested her. Next to him sat the other guard, Eamon. On Christmas Eve in the pub, Eamon had been jovial and laughing, not at all how the cops were back in New York. But what she had done had wiped the smile off Eamon's face. She just couldn't believe it. It didn't seem real. Less than 1 week ago, Iris had been on the top of Queen Maeve's cairn with Rory by her side, her heart soaring. She had stood with her arms spread wide and felt the wind behind her, lifting her up, as if nudging her to take flight. The rolling green land of County Sligo, with the majestic tier of Benbulben Mountain, had been to her right, while the sweep of the Atlantic Ocean had lain ahead. The sea had appeared turquoise, glittering in the fragmented sunlight, which had shot through the cloud strata as white crests of waves had crashed upon the golden strand. It had been a perfect first date. She remembered dropping her arms and smiling at Rory.
"It's a great view, right?"
he had shouted above the sound of the wind, his cheeks ruddy in the elements and his eyes bright.
"Yes, it sure is,"
she had shouted back. He had taken her hand in his, and their fingers had naturally intertwined. She imagined the heat of his heart in the warmth of his body, passing through his skin into her own. Her heart had raced, fueled by his touch. She had never felt this way before with a boy. That day on Queen Maeve's cairn, Iris had thought of her home back in New York City, all the way west, further than her eye could see. But there, all the same. At the time, she had been glad to be in Ireland. But now she had seen another side of the country, and she wanted to leave. Desperately. She wanted her mom, but of course she could never have her back. Rory was driving her in the wrong direction. Every second she was getting further and further away from her freedom. The Garda car sped down the narrow lanes, bumping over potholes and making her stomach lurch. She was feeling sick anyway, and the jolting of the car made her want to throw up. She clamped her mouth shut. The situation was mortifying as it was, and she was determined not to vomit in the back of a cop car. She turned to look out the window as the landscape flashed by. It was early morning, and mist snaked across the old bog road, while the spruce woods on either side were so dark, night still clung to their tight contours. As they cleared the woods, the sky appeared the blankest white, the sun hidden behind thick mist. Flashes of green fields emerged amid vaporous wreaths, the land drenched in a heavy fall of dew. Her shock felt like the white sky, blank and glaring, pulsing in every part of her. Iris had been just about to leave, all packed up and ready to hit the road, when the Gardaí had turned up. She hadn't even realised they were there for her until Eamon had informed her she was under arrest. "What for?" she'd asked him, turning to look at Rory. But he had dropped his eyes to the ground, cheeks crimson. Eamon had informed her of her offence, and before she could stop herself, she had barked out a laugh, though there was no joy in it.
"This is no laughing matter, Miss Kelly," Eamon said, narrowing his eyes. "This is murder we're talking about here."
Iris had stared at the guard in disbelief, as the seriousness of her situation had begun to dawn on her. But the question which had surfaced in her mind, which was haunting her still as she sped towards the Garda station in Carrick and Shannon, was, how did they know? She licked her dry lips, fear beginning to make her legs shake, although she was seated. Her family had betrayed her. The treachery swept through her body. And now she understood about her mother, and why it was she had left Ireland all those years ago and never come back.
"Mom," she whispered.